Grain futures under heavy pressure today. Nobody wants to own it as we roll into the end of the month and end of the quarter tomorrow when they put the largest crop report of the year out. It is our June stocks and acreage guesses, or according to the USDA, it's the final acreage number, which is a laugh because they'll change that number probably three or four times over the next 3 years. Last year, they changed it four times from June 30th into January. So that's so much for calling it the final acreage number. Everybody's bearish. Weather has been wet, and now it's going to get very warm for about 5 days in the 90s in the Midwest, kind of what the doctor ordered, so to speak, to catch things up. And then the heat supposedly retrogrades back out, taking temperatures back into the 80s, and so that is just considered perfect for now. And so the grain trade under pressure. Now, if we go across the pond, as they call it, France burning up, Germany hot, the Poland into Ukraine areas also getting dry and hot. They're basically getting ready to start wheat harvest. The wheat losses are probably on weight classes, as well as there probably is some bushel loss, but it's the corn that is extensively concerned about. Corn over there on the Euro-Yex that they trade has gained over 70 cents a bushel in the last week and 2 weeks and 1 day of trading. But there's been no correlation to our corn to their corn because there seems to be a growing intent that, well, that's non-GMO. It's non-GMO to the tune of 80%. There's still some GMO in it, and we have seen Spain and Portugal been buying our corn this year. They'll obviously be buying more of our corn going into this fall, but that's not a concern right now. What is all concerned about, it's end of the month, and the short trade is dogpiling their sales as they've got this market on the run and bleeding pretty good with the July corn contract down 13¾ cents, $3.99, September corn off 14¾, $4.07, December corn down 14¼, $4.27¼. There is no room for error. It is assuming good weather for the rest of the year on the corn crop. The soybeans, July down 19¼, $11.07. November beans off 19 at $11.37¼. The meal for December down 230 a ton, $3.02.20, while soybean oil for December off 51 cents at $66.58, despite strength in the crude oil market. The wheat trade has Chicago, September down 11¼, $5.78.5. September, Kansas City off up 5¼ lower. That should be at $6.14¼. While the July contract under heavy liquidation down 9¼ at $6.01¾. In Minneapolis wheat, July down 23¾ cents as they flush the toilet there at $5.51¾. Now, the September contract, though, which that's where you're supposed to be if you're a trader, and that's where the elevators are working their grain bids off of, that one is down 4 cents at $6.01¼. December down 4¼ at $6.26. So July is just getting flushed ahead of tomorrow's first notice day, likely worried about deliveries on that contract. But grain elevators have been on the September contract, which is just down 4 cents. Cattle futures lower to sharply lower, despite the cash trade last week at mostly 260 in the north, 258 in the south. That was off a dollar. So the June contract is disappointed with that, down 45 cents right now, 257. That expires tomorrow. Box meat market today is higher, but that doesn't seem to matter. We have the choice up $1.53 at $392.56. Select up $4.71 at $376.29, but that's only on 32 loads. The feeder index down just 50 cents, $380.39, but the 1 day, $369.33, $369.33. That's pretty bad, down on 4,142 head only. So nobody wants to buy cattle either today. We're down $2.62 on the August contract, $243.27. October giving up $2.32 to $236.87. Feeder cattle August off $3.12, $366.72. September's down $2.82, $364.85. October down $2.57, $362.02. Hog futures found some legs this morning after being lower. We have the August hogs now up 65 cents at $97.22. October, though, still down 52 cents, but well over a dollar off their lows. They're at $81.42. Gold down $58 an ounce, $4,038. Silver, September, down $1.03, $58.63. Bitcoin Bitcoin is now higher on the July contract. We're at up $555 at $60,550. and in crude oil. And a few bombs flying back and forth over the weekend between the U.S. and Iran, but everybody's trying to keep the peace. There's still more talks this week in Qatar around Wednesday, they say. But crude oil found some legs under $70 for now. We're up $1.65 on that August contract, $70.88 last. Gasoline August up 6.5 cents a gallon, $2.89 and a quarter cents. While diesel fuel for August, that's heating oil, up 10.5 cents a gallon, $3.20 and a half cents. Any questions? You can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day.